Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
So you quote, love unquote me. What stranger things have come to me? But let's agree to disagree. Cause I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You tell me I'm not like you. It's truth or false? Cause honesty is not your strong suit. And I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You tell me of what once was, and all about back porch and bus. Now they were not like me because, but I don't. You seem to be in love with me, which isn't very realistic.
That was the Magnetic Fields from their 7-inch I Don't Believe You from a while ago. The Magnetic Fields were in town last Sunday night at the Vogue Theater. It was a pretty fun night. Probably the weirdest opening band I've seen in quite a while. Holcomb Waller. He dressed all in white and sang very earnest songs, including a Buffy St. Marie cover that was maybe, I don't know, it was a little weird. His banter was good, though. I'm going to focus on the positive. He had great banter. The songs, though, my God. The Magnetic Fields were great, if somewhat subdued, which is not that surprising. I think the touring band always has strings and stuff like that. You hear very little synthiness. And I would love to just go to a disco set of Stephen Merritt's, where he actually plays all these disco songs that he has. There's another version of I Don't Believe You that is more orchestral, but I really like that bleepy bloopy one. Pretty fun. The first thing that Stephen Merritt said when he came out there at the Vogue, it's general admission, and a bunch of people had walked up to the front, and he was like, "Sit down, what are you doing standing up?" Which for all of us that were sitting in the chairs was pretty funny. Thumbs up, Stephen Merritt. They ate at Goo when they were in town. You could read that on their blog. Very exciting. Goo. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's show, I'm going to try and do all 7-inch records, so mixing it live. Oftentimes, I'll have music pre-prepared, and it's like really CDs. They're super easy to play, and I can focus on getting everything, just getting through the show. But today, I'm going to push myself to the absolute limit. The absolute limit. So be patient. Things may go awry here and there, but I think it's gonna be a dynamic hour of radio. Please stay tuned. First up, well, after the, so that was Magnetic Fields. Next up, we're gonna hear the new 7-inch from Chris Riffick. He released this a couple weeks ago, but due to special programming, I haven't gotten a chance to play it. It's called Bible Beats. And we're going to hear the song Christian Witch, which is about the night that he met his wife. I was in attendance. I was at the show that he met her at, or that he's referring to here at Chroma Books on Main Street, the debut show for Fanshawe as well. So we're going to hear that, and then we're going to hear the new Student Loan Records release. Watermelon is on this split with My Friend Wallace. We listened to My Friend Wallace's song Better Things to Do last week. This week we're going to hear the B-side. It's the song How I Came, which is also on the CITR Pop Alliance LP from last year, but this is a much more polished version. So we're going to give that a listen. So, Chris Riffick, then Watermelon. Yeah. Here we go.
Sean.
The 26th annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st.
That's too bad. That's a new record from my friend Wallace that apparently has a really terrible pressing. So I am going to quickly just look up that song on the web and play it. I will break my 7-inch rule because I am playing the 7-inch, but I'll play the digital version here. Here we go. This is what that song is supposed to sound like. It's really too bad that it didn't sound very good. Okay, here we go. Here is the actual version. All right, that was my friend Wallace from her split 7-inch with Lizard Kisses from New York. It's a pretty cool project. She and Lizard Kisses collaborated on 35 7-inches and both did collages for the record. Too bad that record didn't sound very good. But it's a beautiful song, so hats off for that. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we heard my friend Wallace, and before that, some Watermelon from their split 7-inch with my friend Wallace on Student Loan Records. That was the song How I Came. And at the very top, Chris Horrific from his new 7-inch Bible Beat. That was the song Christian Witch. Coming up next, some Stephen Malkmus. It was my friend Jay Arner's birthday yesterday. We sang some no budget karaoke, lots of strokes, but I don't have any strokes on 7-inch, so I'm playing Discretion Grove, which is the only Stephen Malkmus 7-inch I have. So I'm going to play that for him instead. Happy birthday, Jay. I hope you're feeling okay. I'm sure you're feeling great today. Let's give that a listen, and then we're going to hear some Maxine's from Olympia, Washington. After that, here we go. Here is Malkmus in all his glory.
Hate recreated a revelation. Listen to me, I'll tell ya I'm about to run. And the ceilings are undone. Specialized victories. Overage horse, I felt up your feelings, and they left me no more time to see what I want to find. Let it go, the shots in closing, discretion grows. Alcoholic, feeling past blue. I'm trying to get up from sending all my cells to you. And at times I tell to June, Major Alfonso, mind of the goal.
Folks at the Waldorf Hotel invite you to join them Thursday, March 29th for The Coat Hangers and White Mystery. The Coat Hangers are an all-girl quartet from Atlanta who will hook you with their unaffected, unpretentious, and deliciously sloppy form of rock. White Mystery is a brother-sister rock and roll duo all the way from Chicago. Doors for Coat Hangers and White Mystery are at 9, and advanced tickets are available through the waldorfhotel.com. Again, that's The Coat Hangers and White Mystery, Thursday, March 29th at the Waldorf Hotel in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Bleached from their Suicide Squeeze 7-inch. The A side of that 7-inch is Searching Through the Past, which is a fantastic song. You should definitely check, sort of track it down. Track it down. And we just heard the B side, which is Electric Chair. Great stuff. A couple of sisters used to be in Mika Miko, and they were in town about a month ago, opening for Veronica Falls. Hopefully they come back to this town very soon. Before that, we heard the Maxines from Olympia, Washington. That was from their La Ti Da Records 7-inch. We heard the song The Hunch. La Ti Da Records, the product of Dale Davies, a former art director here at Discorder Magazine. He now lives in Victoria, I believe, and has been putting out a bunch of great records. He's also an incredible graphic designer, and you can see that very quickly with the cool graphics on this. I believe the Maxines are doing some stuff with K Records now, so they have a new 7-inch out and full-length coming out soon. They're very fun. Yeah, hopefully they come back to town soon as well. And then at the top, from my pal Jay, some Stephen Malkmus from his... Well, this is sort of was the preview from his self-titled album in 2001, the song Discretion Grove. Nice song, nice music. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, a special all 7-inch edition of my show. I normally what I do is I prepare all the music the night before, make a CD, and then maybe fill it in with some stuff from the web, you know, like some Bandcamp or SoundCloud stuff, and maybe play a couple of CDs around here. But I very rarely mix stuff live just because with work. You know, I come to the station, immediately do the show, and leave right after. But today I wanted to, you know, push myself. So all 7-inches today. And, you know, I turned off that one 7-inch by accident. Some of the cues have been a little wonky, but I think it's coming along. All right, about 22 minutes left. I'm going to play a couple of songs from a fantastic 7-inch series from a couple of years ago. Tomlab is a German record label, the home of some Final Fantasy records, of No Kids, a bunch of other kind of great stuff. And one thing that they did is they did the Alphabet series. So they managed to get all of these bands, to 26 bands, to participate. And some of my favorite bands were in there. The two that I was able to snag, they were kind of hard to come by, were 7-inches by The Blow from Portland, and Hank from Toronto. So we're going to listen to the song God Slick, which was the letter J. So this is Hank, the brainchild of a guy named Jez who lives in Toronto, and they haven't put out stuff for a while, but you know, a few years ago they put out a bunch of albums on Blocks Recording Club, and they're a lot of fun. Definitely worth checking out. They're kind of underrated, I'd say. So yeah, listen to Godslick, you'll see what I mean. And after that, we're going to hear some Blow. I'm not sure which song we're going to play yet, but let's go. Here is Hank. I got a ruby tongue. I got a ruby tongue.
Hey, baby.
giddy, brush, 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 giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, brush. I've packed a lunch for you, but I know you can't use it. I have to eat it for myself. Super sip, it's way too easy to misuse it. Our power lies in self.
Skippy there towards the end. Oh, well. That was Kicking Giant from their Dub Narcotic Disco Plate. The song Show Me. So good. So that Kicking Giant, they're not really doing much anymore, but it was Taewon Yu, who's a very well-known graphic designer in Olympia, and Rachel Carnes. I guess she's not on that song. Oh, okay. It's just Taewon Yu then. And Yeah, he's a great graphic designer. A lot of the stuff that that K Records and Olympia, that Olympia aesthetic has a lot to do with Taewon Yu. Before that, we heard The Blow, the song Eat a Critter, Feel His Wrath from the Tom Lab Alphabet series, Letter K. And at the top, Hank, the great Hank, with their song Godslick. About 15 minutes left. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm very excited about this next song. I don't own... This is the first, like, CITR 7-inch I'm playing. This is Lightning Dust, which is Amber and Josh, who also play in Black Mountain. They put out a couple of things, and it's a very beautiful, pretty different than Black Mountain. But I'm excited to hear the song. So this is the song Never Again. It's a split 7-inch with Hard Drugs, and it's very lovely. Nice artwork, everything like that. Here we go. Here is Lightning Dust with Never Again.
March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hollow Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Not all right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
right, that was Grass Widow from a new 7-inch, newish 7-inch called Milo Minute, out on the HLR record label. I have no idea what that is. Fun. Grass Widow have a new album coming up soon. Look out for it. It should be very good. Before that, we heard Sea Pony from Seattle from their Dreaming 7-inch. That was the B-side, Late Summer. And at the top, we heard Lightning Dust with Never Again. Thanks so much for listening. That's going to nearly do it for me here at CITR. Tim is up next with We All Fall Down, so stay tuned for that. Then Robin with Ink Studs and a whole afternoon of amazing programming. Don't to turn away. Stay tuned, please. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can also go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com to see the playlist. We're going to close things out. I may have time for two songs, but I definitely want to play this one song first. The band The Isotopes. They are a baseball a punk band solely devoted to baseball. Oh, I'm cutting up all over the place. This is from a couple of years ago. The Isotopes Punk Rock Baseball Club. And it's baseball season again. My team, Big League Chew, had their first practice last Sunday. We're hoping to hit the diamond again this Sunday. Very exciting. Any baseball lovers out there, feel free to join us at Douglas Park, 1 o'clock. Crush some homers with me. It's very exciting to be playing baseball again. Baseball's going to be on TV again. It'll be at Nat Bailey soon enough. It's a good thing. Summer's almost here. So this is The Isotopes, and we're going to hear the song Suicide Squeeze. All right, here we go.
Very good choice.
Thanks.